Thank you for calling customer service. This is Janelle. How can I help you?
This is Jewel D. Jones, Sr. Did I just talk with you shortly?
I don't believe so, sir, but I'll be happy to help assist you with whatever you need.
All right. What company is this? And let me tell you why I'm asking. I'm looking at a debit from my checking account on my computer that I know nothing about, of $92.90 as of today. What is today? Day the 27th? As of the 26th.
Okay. So you have charges on your account and you're calling in about it?
I have a charge on my account that I'm not aware of, that I did not execute. And I just need, who do you represent? What company is this?
I'm sorry, say that one more time for me.
Pardon?
Can you say that one more time? You went in and out on my end.
What do you need from me?
You just asked me a question, but I couldn't quite understand you because you went in and out on my end. I was just asking you to repeat it.
Well, the question that I'm asking, what company am I talking to right now?
We're a third-party call center. We service more than 300 products. If you wouldn't mind giving me a Zippo, I can try to pull up an account for you.
What kind of product?
We service multiple products, sir. It's over 300 different products.
Well, I have not ordered any. What is the name of your company?
I'm a customer service agent at a call center, sir. So we deal with the billings.
I know you're a customer service representative, but what company are you representing?
I wouldn't be able to tell you the actual company until I'm able to pull up an account for you. Is there any way that you can provide me with the zip code?
Sure I can. 44128.
Thank you for that. And can I get your first and last name one more time, please?
My first name is Jewel, J-E-W-E-L-L. And my middle initial is D as in David. My last name is J-O-N-E-S Jones, and I am a senior.
Okay, do you possibly know a Cynthia Jones?
Pardon?
Would you possibly know a Cynthia Jones?
A Cynthia Jones?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that's what I have on the account. And for security purposes, can you please verify the shipping address for me?
The address is 24540 Longman Lane.
All right. I do thank you for that as well. And I do see on March 10th our Aloe Vera face cream $6.70 for the shipping and handling, as well as our Aloe Vera eye serum for $7.45 for the shipping and handling was purchased. It was a 14-day trial with both of those products, and we sent a 30-day supply. If you didn't want those products anymore, you would have had to give us a call back to cancel. But because we didn't receive a call from you guys, you were billed the full amount for that product, and that's where those charges came from.
What was the product, honey?
It's a face cream and an eye serum, and it was under the name Cynthia Jones.
How many charges do you have? Do you have another charge similar to that on the 27th, which is $91.89?
Yes, sir. That's what I have on here, $91.89.
Okay. Do you have two charges?
I
got $92.90.
Yes, sir. That's the two charges I see on here as well.
You see both of those?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Well, those are going to have to be, those charges are going to have to be reversed.
Well, unfortunately, They are valid charges, sir, unfortunately. Now, the face creams are natural, and they do help with reducing fine lines
valid charges,
and wrinkles.
Now, she would be the one they have to call, right?
Even if she calls, it wouldn't be anything I can do with regards to a refund because they're valid charges. It's an auto ship program that she signed up with when she created the account with us. Now, as a courtesy, I can offer you a 35% discount on future orders to continue with the product.
Well, wait. Listen. When were the charges made?
Okay, she made the purchase for the purchase she made, it was on March 10th. You were charged on March
10th.
Yes, you were charged on March 27th for both of those products that you received because it was a 14-day trial. After that 14-day trial, you're billed the full amount, and that's where those charges were from. And because she didn't call back and cancel, she's still in that auto ship program as well that she signed up for. So it's a monthly thing. It's a monthly charge that you will receive with that. But as a courtesy, I can offer a 50% discount if you wanted to continue with that auto ship program.
No, I don't want to do that because I don't know anything about it. Even though my wife did it, I don't know nothing about the product or anything.
Right, I definitely understand.
Right. Okay. No, you don't quite understand this one. Okay, you take care. Thank you. Someone will be calling you back.
All right. I do thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great rest of your night.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.